is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Thursday, March 1st, 2012. And if you can believe it, we're already done with the first 2 months of the year already. It amazes me how quickly the time flies. And actually, I'm kind of amazed that I've been here on Republic for, you know, 4.5 going on 5 months now. It's gone very quickly. It seems like the blink of an eye to me. I don't know what it seems like to the listeners, but for me, it's gone very rapidly. I can't believe how fast the time goes. Something that I call the time dilation effect of aging. And the analogy I give for this is that when you're a little kid, you know, when you're 5 years old, 1 year is 20% of your life. Seems like a lot. That's a big chunk. When you're 50 years old, you know, 1 year is only 2% of your life. So it doesn't seem like such a big chunk. And that's what I think accounts for a lot of how time goes by so rapidly for us older people. You know, I can't say I'm older. I'm, you know, less than 60 still. But I'm no spring chicken either. Anyway, that's my my comment on that today. This is the month that the NDAA goes into effect. Talked about this a little bit yesterday. And this is a very troubling law. But there is one bright spot on the horizon, and that is the state of Virginia has passed a bill to nullify the NDAA. For those of you who, most of our listeners, being as informed as you all are, I'm you know, very impressed with that, are aware of the 10th Amendment and the ability of the states individually to nullify federal law. And Virginia has nullified the provisions of the NDAA, which allow for rendition and arrest without charge, suspends habeas corpus, and does all these horrible things to American citizens. So, you know, bravo to the state of Virginia, which is really the one of the homes of our founding fathers, particularly Jefferson, and you know, in Washington. Bravo for him, or for the state of Virginia, for staying true to our founding fathers and our constitutional roots, that they would nullify such a perverse and destructive law against the Constitution. So there is still some gleams of you know, true patriotism out there and constitutionalism out there, and the legislature and governor of Virginia, they really need to be congratulated for their nullification acts on that onerous, you know, stinky, terrible law. That's just a terrible thing. And I think that every state should nullify that law. But it tells you something about the power structure, about our politicians as well. They're afraid. They know what they've done. They know the damage they've caused to this country. They know the hardship they've imposed on the people of this country. And they're very afraid. They're like petty shoplifters who you know, have a security guard following them to the store. They know they've got something in there on their person that doesn't belong to them. They've purloined it, they've stolen it, and they're rightfully paranoid, which is good. It's good for them to be afraid. We want them to be afraid of us. They need to be afraid of we the people, and that's why they're passing the NDAA. And there's another law I'll talk about. We have a break coming up here in a minute. But the good news is that they know what they've done, and they're afraid of us. That's good. We want that. We want to encourage their fear of the American people. Because once you wake up the masses and the general body politic becomes aware of the crimes against them, it's going to get ugly. All right, there's our break. Music. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tough, tight, and twisting, just an earthbound mystery's pipe.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end this slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Morning and welcome. This is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2012. And like I said, the year gets away from us pretty quick. But I was talking about the NDAA a moment ago and how the state of Virginia has taken the courageous move of nullifying the provisions of the law which allow for the illegal arrest, detention, suspension of habeas corpus, rendition, you know, everything that is just really a direct attack on the American citizens. And everyone should be proud of Virginia for doing that. And next, I want to give out the dial-in number because I want callers to call in today. I've got a bunch of issues that I want, you know, your opinions on. And one of them is I want to know how the listeners are doing financially in the economy. Is anyone out there doing well? If so, what is your secret? Number two is, are people out there, you know, suffering? Are you feeling the effects of the so-called Obama recovery, which, you know, the Dow is doing quite well. You know, gasoline prices are going way up, but there's no more new jobs. And you know, it's probably the most dismal job-producing recovery ever. And, you know, there's reasons behind it. But the dial-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And once again, for all of you who have difficulty locating a pen or pencil, that's me classic. I tell you, I do that all the time. It's 1-800-313-9443. But another thing has happened that you know came on the news wire yesterday. Was that there's a new law that Congress has passed called the trespass law. And really what the trespass law is, it's an attack on the First Amendment. And this is in direct response to the Occupy Wall Street movement and to the Tea Party movement, where people get together and they assemble in public parks, and they occupy them to express their dissatisfaction with the course of action that both our government has taken and that our business community has taken, i.e. Occupy Wall Street, because Wall Street really runs the country now. Our politicians are bought and paid for by Wall Street, and there's not a one I'd give you a warm bucket of spit for. So, we got a call from Dan from Missouri already. Well, Dan, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's great to hear your show again.
We're glad to have callers.
This isn't directly on your topic. It sure involves it, or it seems to me like. I've been listening now for, 5-6 years, I guess. And I finally got my Rick satellite so I can kind of keep up with you guys. And I'm right there with you. I've been doing my research, what I can do, and I'm not being able to punch holes in hardly anybody's story. I mean, it all rings true. But I've noticed something. Whenever I listen to all the different talk show hosts, and they all tend to get callers now and then, is it peculiar that there's a lot of states that we never hear from, or is it just me not being in this thing long enough to hear? I mean, like, where's Tennessee? Where's Virginia? Where's Georgia? Where's Nevada? I just never hear. I hear some from California. Texas, of course, has got a lot of callers. Missouri's got tons of them, it seems like. Have you noticed that, or is it just me?
Well, I have noticed it, and one possible explanation about callers, where they come from, where they don't come from, is where does the broadcast reach? This network depends on the AM station located out of Dallas, which has a pretty good listenership, you know, which we're happy about, which is why we get a lot of callers from Texas. But a lot of the other stuff is internet-based, and then we have what we call micro-broadcast, mm-hmm. where you'll have someone who will set up a small transmitter in a rural area, and they'll go ahead and broadcast to their local surrounding area, but nothing more. And I think that may be what affects it. And, I have to compliment John Stadtmiller and the management here. They're working diligently to expand the broadcast area that the network reaches to. And I'm not privy to all the details of it, but I know that they're working on that and trying to increase the available market so that the message that RBN has gets out to a much, much wider audience. And hopefully, with this kind of information getting out there, we will affect some positive political change that'll help, restore this country to its constitutional foundation.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I actually stumbled on a micro broadcast in a town near where I live, and such a breath of fresh air. It's like, my goodness, if you guys are only 10% right, you're 1,000% ahead of everything else that's out there. It's just so refreshing to hear. I'm losing you there, bud.
Well, that's always welcome to hear kind words. But, the mainstream media, we have to remember. Okay, hang on. The mainstream media is, you have to remember, is owned by six corporations. And that's what I was going off about just a second ago, was that.
Sure.
America is owned and operated by corporate corporations now. We're no longer a democracy. We're a plutocracy. Dan, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now I can. Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Good deal. I seem to indicate from us fading out. I do have problems sometimes on sound quality on this. I don't know what the nature of it is. I link in through the internet, and sometimes I can't help but think it's monkey business by the powers that be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with that, but sometimes, like I said, I do have a few sound quality problems. I apologize to all of our listeners for, and I thank them for bearing with us.
As far as what you were talking about earlier, wanting to know what our communities are looking like, it seems like we're getting more banks, more pharmacies, and more restaurants. And I don't know how that works in this economy. But as far as the general people or the people around where I live, there's nothing really happening. It's just kind of stagnant. I've been to a realtor a few times thinking about investing in some property. And what's peculiar, the cost of houses or the price of houses has gone down, but the price of land is going up. I can't figure that out either. But then, hey, listen, I really appreciate your show. I'll listen to your comments on air. Thank you, sir.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for calling. You know, Dan makes an interesting point there that everything seems sort of stagnant. You know, I spent the summer up in Oregon, and I was all through southern Oregon. I was in Ashland. I was in Medford. I was over in Coos Bay. I went down to Obandon, you know, along the coast there. And everywhere I went, every strip mall, every shopping center, I seemed to see more closed stores than I saw active businesses. It seemed like the there was more businesses that were shut down, had closed their doors, than there was that were open and functioning and thriving. And I think that's a bigger reflection on our macro economy in this country. And I really, that's what we need to turn around is small business. And, you know, the big guys are getting bigger. I mean, they're buying up all of their competitors. You know, it's frightening how many fewer employees there are, and the banks are doing well. You know, we bailed them out to the tune of nearly $1 trillion. They haven't lost a dime. In fact, they're making more money than God, which is a lot of money. But the other thing I wanted to point out today, you know, before I digress too far, is that this new law called the Trespass Bill, it's aimed specifically at people who want to protest and let their political leaders know that you're dissatisfied. And you're not allowed to protest any longer if you're in the vicinity of any of our elected officials, namely a congressman, a senator, a president, etc. It's a very convoluted law for a very specialized group, you know, the gang of 435 plus our president, vice president, etc., that you're not allowed to assemble for peaceful protest anymore. You'll be picked up for trespassing, and you'll be put in jail, even when you have a permit, even when you're on public land. And this strikes me as really an attack on the First Amendment. And, you know, our entire constitutional liberties have been under assault by in recent years. And this type of stuff offends me. You know, I grew up in the 60s. I remember seeing all the protests there, and I did not identify with the protesters. I identified with the authority figures. You know, like I said, I'm pretty much a right-wing Republican, except that after the Bush presidency and the damage he did to the country, you know, the war crimes that Bush and Cheney committed, I could no longer call myself, with the pride I once had, a Republican. I look at how the Christian Zionists have taken over the party. I look at how the Jewish Zionists have taken over the party. I look at the influence of very, very small groups of people and how they dominate the Republican Party, and I just can't be part of that. It alienates me. And I think it's time for third parties to spring up and third parties to keep themselves independent and free of the influence of corporate money. But there is a trap there, because 96% of the time, the candidate with the most money wins. So how do we restore our democracy? How do we restore the power of our vote and take the influence of money out of it? Now, you look at this guy, Sheldon Adelson. Well, there's our break music coming in. I'll be back in 3 minutes to discuss that with a little more detail.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
This is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2012. And before the break, I was talking about this guy, Sheldon Adelson, who gave Newt Gingrich $10 million. The guy has a net worth of $20 billion, and he is what you would call a Las Vegas kingpin. Well, Las Vegas is not famous for its moral character. And in fact, everything unseemly can be had in Las Vegas for a price. And this guy strikes me really as being a Jewish gangster type guy. In my opinion, this guy looks like a crook. I don't know if he is or isn't, but that's what he looks like. But anyway, we've got another caller. Let's welcome Frank from Pennsylvania. Frank, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mike. You're talking about the economy, and what I've been noticing is a lot of people are going to secondhand stores like the Goodwood stores, and they're going to auctions now. You don't see a lot of retail spending, especially in, Pennsylvania. I know it's like auctions are packed, for secondhand items, and a lot of people doing shopping at flea markets. So, the economy's taking a definite nosedive, and how bad it is, you can just judge by the amount of people that are buying, like at auctions. They have auctions for food, would have like these large lots of food, and people are purchasing them because they really can't afford to buy retail anymore. It's getting to be really, really tough on the average American consumer, and that goes it goes across race or demographics or whatever. It's just everything is getting more and more expensive, and there is less and less left over at the end of the month for the people to buy their necessities.
Well, Frank, you're right about that. And you look at this alleged recovery we're going through, and how can we have a recovery when, since the passage of NAFTA, GATT, and letting China in the WTO, we've exported 50,000 factories, you know, the plants where they actually make goods and employ people. And that's created the loss of over 25 million jobs here in this country. How can you have a recovery when those 25 million people are not back at the jobs that they had before, and they're not making anywhere near the money they previously made? And that's something. And you brought up a point. I want to point out to you and our other listeners, there's a book out there that I read when I was in business school, and it's called The Fifth Discipline by a guy named Peter Senge. And one of the things that he writes about is the delay, that you make a change. It's a management book. It's about how to manage a business, and you make a change in your management process. And how long of a delay do you have before the results begin to manifest themselves? And in government and in policy, whenever they make a policy decision that affects the entire country, the delay is quite long. It's typically 10 to 15 years before you see the full ramifications of the what the policy means. And if you look at the passage of NAFTA and GATT, that was passed in the mid-90s, and here we are nearly 20 years later, and we're living with the full effects of this. You look at the effect of what Reagan did whenever he allowed amnesty for the illegal immigration, and now here we are 30 years later, we've got 35 million illegal aliens living in the country. These type of things take a long time to manifest in something as large as the United States government. But I really recommend the book. It's a great read. It's The Fifth Discipline by Peter Senge. And it'll give the listeners a viewpoint as to when you make a change today and you look at an organization the size of the federal government, how long that change takes to fully manifest. But anyway, Frank, your comments are well received, that people are suffering out there, and the economy is not good. It's bad. And I just need to know, how are people dealing with it? How are you coping with this down economy, if you will?
A lot of coupon cutting, I'll tell you, a lot of bargain shopping. I mean, we can't afford to go out to eat like we used to. It's just hitting us in all different ways. If you look at, like, everything is going up, like, say, not only gasoline, but the price of food. You're paying more and you're getting less product. I've been noticing that in the groceries. The cans are getting smaller and smaller, but they're charging the same price. So everything is getting more expensive. And it is true what you said about the shipment of jobs overseas. If you look at a company called the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, that sounds like a really nice company, but actually it's a quasi-government public-private partnership where they actually export jobs overseas to countries. And if the countries expropriate the businesses, they get reimbursed dollar for dollar back for the money invested overseas. So actually our government is helping to ship jobs overseas. And these are one of these programs that nobody really ever knows about, but it just continues to go on and on and on. And there's a couple other programs like that. So you're right that this country is being deindustrialized. And the industrial workers from 40 years ago, well, most of them have died off. A lot of them died off now. They had such skilled trades, especially in Pennsylvania, that were passed down from father to son. It's all gone, Mike. It's all going by the wayside.
Well, it is. That's really a sad thing. And it just breaks my heart that we've done this. Well, we haven't done it to ourselves. It's been done to us. The people are ignored, and corporations run the world right now. All right, Frank, there's our break music, and we have to take a 3-minute break at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we'll take somebody from Arkansas.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Back. This is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2012. And Frank, did you have any more comments before you, while you're still on the air? Okay, well, we lost Frank. Frank, I apologize. Let's go ahead and welcome somebody from Arkansas. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just call me the old fart from Arkansas.
well, I'll be more polite than that.
I'm a little older than you are. I'm Second World War baby.
Okay.
Anyway, I got in early in Vietnam. Did my little service, and that's when I woke up to just exactly what was wrong with this country. It's government. Well, first thing is, we're in real good shape here. We have never had credit. We owe no man. We will not owe anyone credit. And it just leaves us hanging out there doing fine. The only bills we have are electric.
Okay. Well, that's how my grandfather lived his life, and he went through the Depression. My father was born in 1933,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things I remember my grandfather telling me is never borrow money, and he always said, "In the days of plenty, provide for the lean days ahead."
Yep.
And I wish I could go back in time to when he was still alive again and live my life according to his rules, because he saw it up close and personal. And I thought I knew what I was doing, but you know what? I didn't know nothing.
Well, we all learn that.
But so
the biggest problem we have is everybody wants what they don't have. And my dad always told me, you know, as a rule, a man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. He always wants what he's not got. And that is the biggest problem we have today. Everybody's in credit up to their eyeballs, and they have no way of paying off those bills now that everything has gone to pieces.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that that trap was set by design. And there's a whole class of people out there who don't work, but who make their whole living, they survive by being parasites and using usury as the method for their livelihood.
Absolutely, and we elected them into government. What foolish things that were!
Yes, it was. But
I think that our government has now stepped over the line with the NDAA and the, what do you call it, trespass law. I think they've gone a bit too far.
Well, you know, when are we going to see the blowback? When are the American people going to say, you know, we've had enough? When is that going to happen? Because that's the day I look forward to. I'm kind of tired of watching the slow motion train wreck this country is. By golly, if we're going to have a train wreck, let's have a fast one, and let's get it with it, because once it's done, we can get back to rebuilding the country the way we want it to be.
Yeah, let's get the wreck done and pick up the pieces and move on.
Yes, sir. I'm with you on that, because we have problems. Let's stop trying to fix the old problem. Let's just junk the old system and let's fix it the right way this time.
Yep. Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm out of here. Listen to you instead, which was much more enjoyable.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and welcome Scott from Arizona. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi. See on that, you know, that, that campaign contribution in Colorado under, it was at the time Colorado State Senator Charles Duke. Remember that 10th Mass Amendment Resolution guy? Anyway, we had a bill that said only a live person living within the district can contribute to the campaign. So there's no corporations, right? Foreign corporations or whatever.
Yep.
And then and replace the income tax with tariffs, because, you know, they eliminated the tariffs, put in the income tax. But
I've been advocating that for some time. The only way to get these jobs to come back in the country is to put a import tariff on anything not manufactured in the USA. And
right.
I don't care if it's a Hyundai car. I don't care if it's an Apple computer. I don't care if it's a General Electric gas turbine generator. I don't care if it's not made in the USA. Let's put a 40 to 45% tariff on it when it comes in the port of entry, and let's use those proceeds to replace the income tax and abolish the IRS.
Right away. You know, and another thing, we got to go back to micro manufacturing. Get our gardens going, start manufacturing our own products on a micro scale, because that's the only way we're going to get our manufacturing back is we do it ourselves.
Well, Scott, what part of Arizona are you in?
I'm 50 miles south of Interstate 40 and 50 from New Mexico. It's called the White Mountains. Up on the Mogollon Ranch.
Oh, I know. I don't right where you're at. I had a ranch off of US 180 in Glenwood, New Mexico. So I used to go through Springerville quite a bit. Used to go southern route there, where off 191 through Safford quite a bit as well.
Yeah, I'm 45 miles from Springerville. It's windy today.
Let me remind you of something about Arizona. In 1999, Motorola was the largest employer in the state. They employed 27,000 people, and they paid an average wage of $60,000 a year, which is pretty good money, you know, for an average wage, half or above, half or below. But once NAFTA and GATT and China was into the WTO, by the year 2001, the employment had dropped, and now today Motorola employs fewer than 500 people in the state.
Well, those buildings are still empty.
Well, some of them are empty. Some of them have been torn down. If you've been to the Motorola facility on Broadway and Dobson Road in Mesa, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
I mean, that was over 1 million square feet under roof. They had 5 wafer fabs in that facility, and they're gone.
Down.
It is level. It's a parking lot now.
Really?
Yeah.
There's that one in Chandler. It's still vacant.
Well, the one in Chandler is still there. The one on 52nd Street in McDowell, which is another million-plus square feet under roof, it's practically empty. That facility used to employ 13,000 people, and right now it's down to about 1,200 working for ON Semiconductor, which bought out that division. But these jobs have gone overseas. What's that?
Intel did build another factory recently.
Intel's the only one who's been smart about this. Intel's the only semiconductor company that has not offshored their wafer fabs to China. And they do that to keep control over their technology. And I had many, many discussions with upper management of Motorola about how foolish they were to build wafer fabs overseas, because I knew in my heart that the Chinese do not respect intellectual property rights the way that we do, and that eventually they'd end up having all the intellectual property and they'd own the factory. And guess what? The factory Motorola built in Tianjin, China, is now owned by CIMIC, which is a Chinese company, and all that technology is gone. It's lost to us.
Right. Or they build a factory, a clone factory next door.
Semiconductors are a little tougher to build than Nike shoes. But I know the point that you're making, that the Chinese partner who is going to do the contract manufacturing will duplicate an identical factory and then knock off clones, that there's no profit for the U.S. manufacturer. It's just a failed and bad model. And we need to bring these jobs back. And then, in my opinion, the way to do it is to put a 40%, 45% import tariff at the port of entry, which would give a cost advantage to hiring American labor again.
Yeah, I mean, Americans have to quit being dependent on slave labor, you know. It never worked in the beginning, and it ain't working now. That's what it is. We're just using slave labor.
Well, you're exactly right. It is, because you look at what the average Chinese worker makes. And something that people don't realize is that Apple Computer, I'll use them as an example, but the subcontractor that builds Apple computers for them over in China, they average 13 suicides a week. These are these young Chinese who are in their teens, you know, 13 to probably 20 years old, you know, teenagers, who are being worked to death. And the conditions are so bad, so onerous, so much pressure, that they're actually killing themselves. And that's a sad state of affairs. But, you know, the American people, we don't see that. That's hidden from our view. There's been a few articles on the Internet about it you can look up. But this is not how things are supposed to be. I mean, this is worse than the England that Charles Dickens wrote about. This is a terrible situation, and I feel bad for the Chinese people. But, you know, my first responsibility as an American is to my fellow countrymen and to my country. And that's what I want to see prosper. I want to see the United States prosper. And they're killing the best market in the entire world.
Right. They've destroyed the greatest nation in the history of mankind for greed.
Well, Scott, we're not done yet. You know, we still have... Our greatest resource is our human capital, our people. And if our people can get some leadership, effective leadership, to turn this thing around, we have a good shot. We're not done. And in the end, it may be good for us that we can retool this country and rebuild it and make it stronger than it ever was. But we've got to stop the whole lie that was told to us about, the Thomas Friedman's book, The Flat Earth, that we have to become a global economy. That was a flat-out lie, and it's been awful to the United States. It's been awful to the workers of the United States. You know, I feel sorry for the unions. I want to support the unions. I want to support the American worker. I want every American worker to make a living wage. And the other thing that contributes to the demise of the American worker is these illegal aliens, because they artificially depress the wages that are paid to American people. Because you have an illegal here who come in, and no matter what the job is, he'll do it for less money under the table. And I think they all need to be deported.
Immediately. You know why? It only costs $100 to send them to Cancun on an airliner. Just load them up and send them back down there.
Well, you know, you're right, but
they walked in, they can walk out.
Well, they can, and I think that the key to this is we need to follow the Singapore model. In Singapore, what they do is if you're caught hiring someone who is not legally in the country, you, the employer, are penalized. You have to pay the fine. You have to go to jail. You do.
Right.
And if we did that here and held management responsible for what they do, I think we'd have they would self-deport because they couldn't support themselves in this country, just like the American people can't support themselves now. We've got 50,000 homes that have been foreclosed on in this country. We have people with kids living in cars and living in tents, and that's not how this is supposed to be. Our politicians got to wake up and start treating the American people with respect they deserve, because the human capital is the most valuable asset this country has.
Absolutely. We can pull it off. We just need a kick in the butt and get it going.
Well, we can do it. Okay, Scott, I'm going to give you another chance here to make any final comments you have. I'm going to move on to the next caller. What else do you want the listeners to know?
That we've got to be they're doing to the American people what they did to the Indians, made them dependent and then broke their will. I think that's exactly what's going on right now. Their will is being broken by dependency.
Well, I think there's a lot of that going on, but I think they're getting us ready to be the next United Soviet States of America. They're getting ready to turn us into the new Soviet Union and make us all equal among ourselves and all that nonsense. Well, Scott, hey, thanks for calling. Enjoy the weather up in the White Mountains. I'm heading back to Arizona myself here in a couple of weeks. And, good luck and God bless.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Let's welcome Michael from New York. Michael, welcome to the show. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you. The previous caller comments, that's what I always tell everybody. So we're the new Native Americans. We're the ones that are going to be driven off our own land, and that's what these communists intend on doing. But the blame is all on the current Americans. The Americans today are American in name only, just like the Christians today are Christian name only. They don't live up to the ideals of what the founding fathers, independence, hard work, ethics, again, previous caller, being in debt, not getting in debt, don't borrow money. A golden principle if you want to live life in the best fruitful way possible. And so the Americans deserve what they're getting because that's what they voted for. They voted for the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Obama. And they're all not only traitors, but foreign agents, especially Obama. He's not even American. There's no surprise we're going through this hell here because our government's in control of foreigners and foreign agents, and our entire Congress and Senate's been sold out to them. And that's why they're gutting us, literally gutting us. Now, here in this area, this is used to be semiconductor IBM country here in the Northeast, in particular Hudson Valley, New York. They just made another major gutting the other day of more employees. And as far as I can tell, they don't have any intention of coming back with the jobs. And again, import duties, that's the American way to go. But obviously they tell us, oh, we can't do that. You know, they, our government, quote unquote, tell us, oh, we can't do that. But that's what a real American government would do. And they would have never allowed these big corporations to monopolize industry and then, over decades, send all the jobs to slave labor countries. And so it's incredible that the Americans have tolerated all this crap up to now, and now they're complaining. But this is what they asked for. The good Lord says, hey, you want it? I'll let you have it. You're never going to be happy. But you want to elect these fools, these traitors, and these communists? Well, go ahead. You want to accept all their doctrines of homosexuality and all this other crap, abortion and all this other nonsense, contaminating your food and water supply and telling you it's good, and you believe that, you want to accept that, and you argue and criticize anybody that's exposing the truth, well, then you're going to get what you want. And now they're all crying. It's incredible.
Well, you know, Michael, I have to tell you that a lot of this, we've been told a lot of lies. I mean, the marketing that's gone behind certain candidates. You look at the Bushes. I mean, I look at both Bushes really as war criminals. I mean, these guys are dirty. And you know, my complaint with Obama, I didn't vote for Obama. I don't like him. I never bought the thing that he was really a natural U.S. citizen. There's too many questions and about him. He was never properly vetted. But the one thing he could have done that would have redeemed him, in my opinion, is if he would have indicted Bush and Cheney as war criminals and torturers that they are. But he failed to do it. And instead, he's doing the same policies. So he's no different than they are.
And that's right, sir. And all my comments were general. I know there's good Americans in this country. I know this, and I love this country. And I believe to this day George Washington is still the greatest American that ever walked this this land. But most of the Americans, you see them voting in droves for these losers, and yet they don't have any brains between their ears to see that they're lying through their teeth. Now, just like you said, when Bush came in and Clinton should have been up for treason, he goes, "Oh, we have to move past that. The people don't want us."
Michael, we got a break music coming on here. Let me hang on over the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's go ahead. Michael, welcome back. Let's give you another minute here to finish up your final comments, and then I'll have to move on for the final segment of our show, okay?
Well, sure, Michael. Thank you. And, you know, again, that's a great point how Obama obviously wants to ignore the previous administration's crimes, just like the Bush administration previously ignored the Clinton's traitorous crimes. And so there's no accountability, and Americans never demand accountability from their representatives. That's why we are in the mess that we're in. It's when you allow cancer to spread throughout a body, it's going to be corrupting everything, and you're going to lose that body eventually. And the body of the United States is dying due to corruption, which, like a cancer, spreading everywhere from top down and from bottom back up. And the Americans accept it, and they are the ones to blame.
Well, Michael, I agree with you 110%. I've been advocating on this show for a long time that we have a cancer in our country, and it's internal to our government. It's internal into all of our institutions, whether it's the bank, the Catholic Church, whatever. We have a corruption. We have a cancer, and we have to take the bitter medicine, and we have to kill the cancer and remove it from the body politic. And nobody wants to go through that kind of process, but we have to. We don't have a choice. Otherwise, we're not going to remain a nation.
That's just the bottom line. And real quick, Mike, if I can, with oil and the prices, here again, here's another prime example. We have all the oil and resources we need to be independent, but we're told we're not allowed to use it by our own government. Wake up, Americans. It's not your government. They're foreigners driving you into a hole in the ground, and then they're going to throw dirt on you.
Well, I think you mentioned the key word earlier, is they're communist. All of the neocons that are in government from both the Bush and Obama administration, and there's a lot of holdovers, they're all neocons. It's another word for communist. And, you know, if you look at the Cold War, it seems like the communists have won, and they're taking the United States to its knees right now. We're in the process.
Absolutely, Michael. They're technically fascist communists. There's no difference between a socialist or a communist. They're the same exact thing. And there are some people out there promoting Nazis as being good, and we got to watch out for them, because that's the path they're going to have us go down, either fascist or communist. In either case, you end up with a dictator, and everybody else is a slave.
I want to thank you for listening, and I've got a couple of closing comments here that I want to finish up with.
God bless, sir.
Hey, same to you. God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Anyway,
too.
Thank you. Well, there you have it. That's from our listeners. I wanted to take their temperature today, and that's what you've got. Yesterday, I was talking about monkey wrenching on the show. And monkey wrenching is something that everybody can do to let our government know we're unhappy. It can be something as subtle and as minor as maybe misplacing the paperwork for something, maybe being slow to file something. It can be drastic measures as well. But it's all up to individuals, and we have smart people out there. We have clever people out there who can find ways to hamper this government and slow it down and make it cost them more than it's worth. Wars are not won by generals. Wars are lost by accountants. Remember that. Accountants are who causes a war a loss. And we have to make it so expensive to be governed that they no longer want to mess with us. We have to take the profit out of it for them. Anyway, that's my message for the day, is monkey wrenching. Look it up, study it, learn about what you can do as an individual that's not illegal, that's not against the law. I'll never advocate that. But things you can do to make it expensive to govern you. And I think that's what we need to do. I think we need to make it more expensive for the powers that be to rule over us. And it's up to us. You know, this is our country. Let's take it back. But never give up hope. We're still a great people. We're still a great nation. We just have to get rid of the communists in our country and kill the cancer that's taken over our entire government. Okay, well, that's it for the day. Thank you all very much, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and